Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Ekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by our best bank. We got a lot of energy in the room, and that's because we have Get Real Ministries in the house. We have Pastor Rando Gamble and also Shiloh Gamble. How you guys doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shiloh, you got your voice back. Last time you one of the pantomime guys, you know, I was getting a little worried.
Look out.
Since she ran out of words last time.
Oh. How are things have been going? Now, you had a big event that we covered on radio here, but the in-person event was just awesome. Tell us about it. It was just a few weeks ago.
It was amazing, yes. We did our March Jesus Burger event. With that, every year we do what we call March Against Meth, and it's the awareness part of our outreach to let people in the community know that, hey, there's resources and people available when you're ready to get clean and sober. There's people there that'll love on you and that'll help you do that very thing. It'll walk right beside you. Had some amazing, amazing people show up for testimonies. Keith and Christy McPhail from Be Monthly Magazine.
Showed up, yeah.
They showed up. Keith was there. He had an amazing testimony. You know, you look at some people and you think, man, they've got it all together. They've got it all figured out, and they must have been born with a silver spoon, et cetera, et cetera. You know what? We have to be very careful because we don't know. We don't know what people have gone through to get to where they are today. And Keith's testimony was amazing. Then we had some people from the church, Bree, and different folks give their testimonies. And
Iron Sharp,
Jennifer, TJ and Jennifer with Iron Sharp Ministries. Jennifer gave her testimony. And what that does, it lets people know that, hey, maybe I'm not as jacked up as I thought. You know, maybe there is hope for me. Because when we see the success stories, people coming out of the drugs and homelessness, et cetera, and we hear their success stories and the things, the struggles they went through, it encourages other people. I mean, that's what happened with Shiloh and I both.
Wow. So you're speaking from experience, and now you're taking that experience forward and extending this into an invitation, and also as a way of teaching folks that there is a better way.
That's what this issue this month in Be Monthly Magazine, I just want to just, this is Keith and Christy's, her friend Lori did an article, and if you look on that, we thought it was going to be about Jesus and the ministry. Well, it ended up being, Jesus Burger and the ministry, but it ended up being our individual stories. So if you get a chance to look at that, that kind of what he's saying about the testimonies, how it gives hope. We kind of didn't realize what we, you know, we're getting into when we're talking to her, but she wrote down our story. So if you kind of want to know how Jesus Burger got to be in our stories, that's what that is. And that's how these testimonies at March Against Meth and Keith from Be Monthly, you know, it's hope for people.
Amazing, amazing, amazing response. We had over 200 people there. You all were there. You did your live radio broadcast from the parking lot there.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Oh, it was one of those things where it's like, we don't know really what to expect.
We don't either.
And you don't either. It's all a roll of the bones, as they say. Yeah. But my goodness sakes, a lot of people heard the word, and they came out.
Over 200 people.
200? Yes. Did you? Was it like the fish and loaves? Where did you have enough?
Yes, amazingly so. Absolutely. Each and every time, we have never not had enough.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Not one time.
We hope to have extra.
Even with the ministry we've had the doors unlocked for 6 years now. And not one time have we never been able to pay utility bills, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, God has supplied every need, every step of the way.
You know, you talk about every need. I understand something like it was meant to be happened. You
Absolutely.
Had a little problem with the sound system. What happened?
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't this something?
Yeah,
it is. Sound system. Anybody that knows anything about sound will tell you they really don't know anything about sound, because it does its own thing whenever it wants to.
On paper, I can tell you exactly what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Don't touch my buttons.
But the sound system just went bizarre. It just went crazy. And just so happened that Naaman Lee was there with Lee Plumbing. And he's an amazing technician, if you will. got us back up and running, and the sound, anyway, everything was fine after Naaman stepped up. And not only did Naaman step up and help us on our sound system, he and his family now are a part of our church.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So if it took for our sound system to do what it did in order for them to be where they are, I mean, so be it. It's awesome.
They're an awesome family and awesome ministry that they're starting, and it's going to be amazing. So.
Oh, this is great, and it's all about partnerships and relationships.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Now, we've got another partnership here because Jesus Burger can...
Oh
boy. But you got a Jesus Burger partner.
Yes, we do have. We just want to say thank you to Painted Horse right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Mark and Kelly Spencer.
Yeah, Mark and Kelly Spencer, Painted Horse organization. They have stepped up and they said, we will furnish the meat for your Bartlesville Jesus Burger events each month. Mm-hmm. And that's one of our major expenses. You know, it's not uncommon to spend $600 or $700 a month each time we do just this one event.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of different outreaches.
Yes.
TJ and Jennifer with Iron Sharp Foundation out of Oshelade, Oklahoma, they have stepped up and they have been such an amazing, amazing point of contact. They're part of our ministry as well. They've started their food outreach in Oshelade, right on Main Street of Oshelade. They purchased the old grocery store downtown Oshelade.
Yeah.
They're going in and remodeling, refixing, and they're already ministering. I mean, they hit the ground running.
God is good.
Yeah.
A lot of good.
they're loving on people and sharing Jesus and handing out food. Pastor Rod Baker, once again, with North Star Bridge.
Out of Tulsa.
Out of Jinx, actually.
Yeah.
Is where our main food supply comes from.
He's been amazing.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking with Get Real Ministries with Pastor Red Oak Gamble and also Shiloh Gamble. Jesus Burger has been a big focus here, but you got another little thing. I know it's huge now because you have another undertaking in order to, you know, help keep things rolling nice and steady, which is Get Real Thrifty. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely.
You know why I know that? Because I saw the sign. It finally showed up.
Yes, yes, we got a beautiful sign. Signage was work was taken care of, and the signs on the side of the building were at 208.
208 East 2nd Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't remember. But
208 East 2nd Street, just right down the street from Frank and Lola's, right across the street from...
Old Thrift Harbor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Old Thrift Harbor.
Old Thrift Harbor.
And it's amazing. It's amazing what God is doing through that ministry.
Yeah.
Thrift Harbor contacted, actually, I think we talked about this last time, Ken Dossett, and Ken Dossett contacted us. And,
on the rock.
And they said, here's the keys if you'd like to take over this facility. And we're like, absolutely.
Okay.
So
and the finances that come through that, Get Real Thrifty, we utilize in our outreach ministries.
Goes into Bartlesville now.
Now, Shiloh, you told me that we've been having some, unusual clientele, some folks that might not have actually been in Bartlesville long, but they're always welcome.
Well, they're always welcome. Hollywood, you know, is welcome. Anybody's welcome. But I'm going to tell you what, when you come, Hollywood comes into Bartlesville, they're going to get Jesus. They're going to get changed, and they're going to get Jesus. And I saw that. The Lord showed me that a couple months ago. Randall thought I was crazy. He thought I just wanted to meet the people. No, I don't care too much about that. All I care about, though, is salvation. And so we have had them come in. They've come in and got outfits and things for the set. We've had our branch ministries have them come in. Gospel Grill has fed them. We've had Ray of Hope Ranch, like where they're filming out in Pahuska. So the filming crew, they were out painting a horse the other day. They got a Jesus Burger card. They're gonna leave with Jesus. So whether it's gonna be with us, Jesus is gonna make sure that they're gonna leave with Jesus. So if you see them, you make sure you tell them about Jesus. They're gonna get love, Jesus love.
I think they kind of already know.
yeah.
So I will say this about my wife: she's not shy.
No.
When it comes to witnessing Jesus, she is not the least bit shy.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we shouldn't be.
No. So we've got another event coming up next month that's outside of our typical, Bartlesville Jesus Burger.
What you got?
I grew up in Barnstall.
Okay.
And
made lots of memories there.
Yeah. and people now, they're like, Rando the dealer, Rando the preacher. Isn't God amazing? God amazing?
Read
so,
the magazine.
So May 8th, we're doing Jesus Burger Barnstall.
Okay, you're taking the show on the road.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Yes, we are. And we already have another organization that said we will furnish the meat for your outreaches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Painted Horse is taking care of the local event that we do here mm-hmm. in town. And the outreach is the ones above and beyond what we do is already taken care of as well. God is supplying our every need.
Now, when is this going to take place?
May 8th, 2 in the afternoon in Barnesdall, Oklahoma.
Wow.
And this is not going to be a rando testimony.
Oh, no.
This is going to be Jesus came to set the captives free.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that I feel responsible that took place in Barnesdall all those years ago. And
a
repairer of the breach, if you will. We're going back as repairer of the breach. Mm-hmm. Just like when Nehemiah went back to rebuild the wall. There's like four of us from Barnesdall that go to Get Real Ministries that have overcome the addiction, mm-hmm. Have overcome the things that the enemy and that life has thrown at us. And we're going back to the community which we grew up in, and we're going to introduce Jesus. We're going to reintroduce. There's some amazing, amazing ministries in Bartlesville, in Barnesdall, some amazing pastors in Barnesdall. And it's not like we're going to waltz in and say, here we are, we've arrived. We're going to humbly enter back in and say, look, this is what Jesus has done. Let's come together as the body of Christ and let's help these people help themselves.
Yeah.
For folks who don't know, this is a very crucial part of our development, when you're able to do this. So many people either don't have the opportunity or feel that they can't live up to the opportunity to do what you are about to do. That's a big order. That's more than just a Jesus burger and a side of fries.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So right after that is Grace Fest.
Oh, the same day, same Saturday is Grace Fest.
And that starts, I believe...
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So we're going to go from there, from Barnesdall, to Be Monthly, which is Keith and Christy McPhail. Mm-hmm. They're having part of the Grace Fest down at the Community Center, a little, what is it called? Amphitheater?
Yeah.
Lots of different people coming out to speak and play and do music. And we'll be carrying the cross, the big cross out there after that. So it's going to be a full Jesus Day out. So
Amen.
I said, they're going to leave with Jesus.
Okay, our time, I hate to tell you this, but it's just about up. So we need to tell everybody where they can find you 7 days a week.
Okay, we're at 411.
Get Real Ministries.
Yeah, Get Real Ministries, 411 West 14th Street.
Where can we find you on social media?
Get Real Ministries, Facebook.
And you got the website, too?
Website, Get Real Beeville.
All right. And also, you've got Get Real Thrifty.
Thrifty.
Get Real
Thrifty. Yes, you can find that on Facebook as well for different deals and stuff that we're sales deals.
What else do we have? I don't know.
Jesus Burger is on Facebook.
Yep. Maybe a map and a compass before it's all over with, because you guys are everywhere.
So we're not finished.
I know. You're just beginning.
Just beginning, because there's many communities or apartment complexes all throughout Bartlesville area. That they're going to, we purpose to go to each and every one for a Jesus Burger outreach of their own, if you will. Mm-hmm. Not just a monthly, but to each and every one.
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. I want to thank you both for being here.
Rando,
Shiloh, and also Get Real Ministries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
All
so
the Get Realians, thank you for your support. The Get Realians, they volunteer.
Thank you so much.
All righty, we've got more coming up right here on K1.